USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice. Right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles's next mayor. A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
In other primary election news, retired U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Michael Franken bested his opponent to score the Democrat nomination for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat on Tuesday and will run against Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in November. Up next, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina will hold their primaries June 14th. Another COVID-19 vaccine option is moving forward.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and the lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The mostly partisan January 6th Commission has hired a Hollywood producer to sell their primetime broadcast on Thursday to the American people. Nancy Pelosi refused Republicans on the panel once it was discovered they wanted to investigate the actions of lawmakers when President Trump wanted to bring in the National Guard before the event and was denied. Fox News has announced they will not be airing the January 6th made-for-TV broadcast Thursday. Many Republicans watching the partisan spectacle consider the hearings as rigged. Soft on crime District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who assisted crime makers in San Francisco, California, will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. San Francisco District Attorney Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice. Right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else. And that's exactly what we are fighting to change. Over the course of the last 18 hours and 18 days and 18 months, I've been everywhere in San Francisco.
Yeah, you have.
We made more than 10 different stops today alone. I don't know how our campaign team squeezed them all in, but they did.
San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed will appoint an interim district attorney shortly after the Board of Supervisors accepts the recall election results. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.